Quilts traditionally provide warmth and comfort. Story quilts link these qualities with history, and there are quilts right now in Wilberforce that tell the story of a remarkable man. Colonel Charles Young was a professor of military science at Wilberforce, a leader of the Buffalo Soldier Regiment, and the highest-ranking Black Army officer until his death in 1922. And that is the short list. Colonel Young's life is now told in a quilt exhibit, Yours for Race and Country, Reflections on the Life of Colonel Charles Young, is on display at the National Afro-American Museum in Wilberforce. Community Voices producer Deborah Oswald has the story.
The art of the quilt has a long history in the African-American community. Quilt artists across the country, members of the Women of Color Quilters Network, celebrate that tradition and keep it alive. They were challenged to create quilts that illustrated some aspect of Colonel Charles Young's life. And the result is an extraordinary exhibit of 33 quilts honoring a local man of courage.
It's amazingly, really beautiful, handcrafted, use of color, shape, form, material, texture. It's very rich.
Rosa Rojas is a curator at the museum in Wilberforce. When the exhibit opened, the quilt artists came from all over the country to experience each other's works.
The strength of the show is that these artists have come together to tell a really complete, cohesive story.
Part of that story is Colonel Young's long and accomplished military career. He was the third African American to graduate from the U.S. Military Academy in 1889. He described those 5 years at West Point as the most difficult of his life. He endured racial slurs and social isolation. Quilter Renee Florange Valdez chose to focus on Colonel Young's dedication and contributions to his country rather than on his struggles with racial discrimination. Her quilt, In Service, features Young as a West Point cadet, surrounded by symbols that figure later in his career. She's explaining the details to me as she looks over her quilt, now hanging on the museum wall.
Uh-oh, you found a stray thread.
All the inspecting you do before it leaves the house and you can't find it.
He really defined himself as a Buffalo soldier. And so that's why I have the buffaloes going around him. So he was the first African-American to serve as an army attaché. And he served in Haiti, Dominican Republic, and Liberia. And each of the flags that I have represented here are the flags of the countries when he served as the military attaché for that country.
Dorothy Burge and Judy Wolfe have made a quilt they call We Stand on the Shoulders of Our Ancestors. It shows Colonel Young as a West Point cadet, towering above 16 smaller cadets, not men, but women. Burge was inspired by 16 Black female cadets who graduated just 3 years ago. They had posed for a graduation photograph with their fists raised in the air.
People from West Point saw the photograph of them on Facebook and decided that they had violated the code of conduct, and they threatened to expel them. So there was a lot of outrage, especially in the African-American community. They interviewed the young women, and they all said this was not a protest, this was a sign of unity. And based on that, they were allowed to stay at West Point.
Burge bordered the quilt in a gold kente cloth as a symbol of African roots, and denim gave her the right shades of blue to add dimension to the uniforms.
It was also important to me that we show the whole range of the color spectrum of African-American women.
You know what I love about your quilt is that they're not standing straight in line like cookie cutter soldier. There's a lot of motion going on here.
Exactly. So when the women took the photograph, they were in all kinds of positions because it was not an official photograph. It was like, hey, everybody, let's take a photograph. They all were doing this and making different poses. And so I tried to capture some of those poses.
That's what I love about art.
Again, Curator Rojas.
That's exactly it right there, that artists are sensitive to historic data, but always find a way to weave it into today. You know, and then it lasts, it stays, it's got staying power. Visual arts have staying power, mm-hmm. And they continue to tell the story long after we're all gone.
Before summer's end, the quilts will be folded and carefully packed. they will be sent to another museum in another town, where they will continue to tell the story of Colonel Charles Young. For WYSO Community Voices, I'm Deborah Oswald.
The exhibition of 33 quilts called Yours for Race and Country, Reflections on the Life of Colonel Charles Young, runs through August 17th at the Afro-American Museum and Cultural Center in Wilberforce. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.